Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Buddy, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Welcome to another episode of Should I Open Up a Ghost Kitchen? Now, imagine for a moment, because I don't think I'm allowed to play it, but the Jeopardy music is playing in the background. You know how it goes. Yeah, I can't say it because I'll get in trouble on YouTube, but imagine the Jeopardy music is playing in the background. Okay, should I open up a ghost kitchen for $1,000? The answer is yes, you should. Should I open up a ghost kitchen selling food that is different than what I'm selling in my restaurant currently right now for $1,000? The answer is yes, you should. Should you open up a ghost kitchen that's selling food that's already on your menu in your kitchen or in someone else's kitchen or wherever? I think you're getting the point. The answer is yes. Now, I don't know specifically for you what the right answer is, but I know there is not a restaurant in the world that I can think of that should not have a ghost kitchen operating within their restaurant. Unless you are so busy that you have no room for more cooks, you have no room for more food production, you are cranking it out 7 days a week at all meal periods, then maybe this is not the right thing for you. But you know what? If you want to open up a ghost kitchen that only serves food Tuesday through Friday or Tuesday through Thursday, go ahead and do that and then shut it down the other days. But the answer is for $10,000, yes, you should open up a ghost kitchen, a ghost restaurant, virtual, whatever you want to call them. This is not a video about what they are. If you want to know what a ghost kitchen is, there'll be a link below this video to a video that I did last week that explains in a lot more detail what they are. But I want to address kind of the why now, and all these other questions that people have been sending into us. So the first one is, should I open up a ghost kitchen that's a different concept than what I currently serve? The answer is absolutely. Maybe, maybe not. It just depends. But the answer is yes, you could. You could definitely open up a concept that's different. In the previous video, I told you about Ahmed, who has an Egyptian restaurant that is operating a very successful pasta, like Italian concept, out of his Egyptian brick and mortar. And he's also operating a fried chicken, like a Southern Nashville style fried chicken restaurant out of the Egyptian restaurant that also has an Italian restaurant. So totally different concepts are fine. Also, what's fine is a similar concept. Say you sell burgers, hot dogs, pizza, and wings on your menu right now. Like you've got a pretty generic American sports bar type menu. Should you open up a concept that sells just wings or just burgers? Absolutely, you should. I work with a pizza client that had a pretty wide menu, right? He had all that stuff, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the wings, the pizza. He was up in the northern part near Canada, in Michigan area. And he also had poutine. We opened up three ghost concepts for him. We opened up a poutine concept that was only poutine. We opened up a wing concept, and we opened up a hot dog concept, and all of them did well. Then he had his other concept, his regular restaurant as well. And the reason we did that is people are searching for things differently today. So sometimes people were like searching for the best hot dog in whatever city, and his hot dog concept would come up. Now, his other restaurant wouldn't, even though it had hot dogs on it, but his hot dog concept came up. Plus, people have a lot of confidence in restaurants that only do one thing. So a wing restaurant, a hot dog restaurant, a poutine restaurant. How cool is that, right? When was the last time you ate a restaurant that only served poutine? The expectation is that that poutine is going to be pretty good. So the answer is yes, you can do the different concepts. You can do same concepts. You can even open up your current concept. Let's say that you live in an area, I don't know, I'm just making this up. Let's say you're an hour out of Los Angeles or 45 minutes out of a certain part of Los Angeles and you have a pretty good restaurant. Well, there are ghost kitchens, virtual kitchens that you could go into, pay rent, and open up your concept in their facility. And all you need to do is train a couple of cooks to handle it. Now, there are some minuses to this model, but there are also a lot of pluses in that you can duplicate your concept pretty quickly. And if it does well there, then like let's say Cloud Kitchens or Kitchen United, who has 6 or 7 or 8 locations across the country. If it opens up and does well in LA, well, then you could open it up in a different part of LA. You can open it up in Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Austin, wherever it is. All these big cities are opening up these cloud kitchen facilities. So you could get into another concept very inexpensively. And we're actually looking at doing that with both of the people I just spoke about. We'll be expanding. Or you can expand into someone else's restaurant. Maybe you have a friend or a partner or a family member in another city that has a restaurant. And if you open up a cloud kitchen or a ghost kitchen in your restaurant and it's doing well, help them get it up and running in theirs and work out some kind of a licensing or a franchise deal. Again, I don't want to get into too many specifics here because it's a YouTube video and there's so many things that we can talk about here. But if this is a topic that you're interested in, we've put together a training. It's called the Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp. Now, I've messed this up a couple of times, so I'm going to try to get this right here. The website will be on the screen, and whether you're watching this on YouTube or on our website, there'll be a link below. But it's www.therestaurantboss.com/ghost-kitchen-bootcamp. That's Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp. Hopefully I didn't mess that up. It'll be on the screen for you. Go ahead and click on that link. But the answer is you should absolutely be very heavily, very seriously considering opening up a ghost kitchen, a virtual kitchen, a cloud kitchen, a dark kitchen, whatever it is that you want to call it, whatever name you resonate the most with. I like the term ghost because I think it's fun and it's cheeky and it tells the story and it makes people curious. There are so many details that I share with you in that bootcamp that I'm excited to share with you. Go ahead and check that out. If it's the right thing for you, awesome. You'll be able to watch that training instantly. If it's not the right thing for you, no big deal. But anyways, this has been Ryan Gronfman with The Restaurant Boss. I just want to quickly remind all of you of one thing. Systems create freedom. Freedom creates value. And value is what allows you to scale. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day. And I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. I'll see you next week. Have a great one.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.